Hey, good morning, everybody, and we're welcoming everyone in today to Giants Baseball. It's the Giants and the Dodgers from Glendale Camelback Ranch today. Only three games to go before the Giants come back home and open up Friday against the Miami Marlins. A pleasure to be with you today. It's a gorgeous day in Arizona. We're joined by Bill Lasky and Kerry Crowley. Guys, how are you today? Bill, how are you? Only three games to go.
I'm doing great, Marty. Next Friday, we put it on, 162-game season against the Marlins. Can't wait for that. But let's get out of Arizona with no injuries, Kerry.
Yeah, it's a frenetic finish to spring training, Bill. You know, there's this Padres deal that could be going down this morning, that Chris Paddock could be going to the New York Mets. The Dodgers pull off the trade on Friday, Marty, to get Craig Kimbrel. And now Craig Kimbrel's apparently going to face the Giants today. So Dodgers back end of that bullpen with Blake Trinan and Bruisdar Gratterol. It's going to be tough. And we'll see if the Giants make a move. I'm certainly curious to see if Farhan has anything up his sleeve over this next week.
Well, I think the only thing he's got up his sleeve is his arm.
Really. Thank you, Marty.
I just can't see them doing. I just can't see them doing anything now. Now, if you talk about July, things can happen. But Bill, you know, you've been down this road before, and the excitement of just a few games left with opening day coming, and you think of the good and the bad of the Giants. What worries you about them, and what makes you feel good about them as we get into opening day?
Well, I think the Longoria finger ligament problem, that really worried me. It happened so late in spring, and, you know, now you have Wilmer Flores, and you might have a group of middle infielders playing third. There's going to be so many different ways to do it. I think that's one worry I have, as well as is Joey Bart going to stand out and behind the plate? I'm hoping he will. He seems like he's mature, had a good spring, carry. You know, those two really are my first two big thoughts.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on Joey Bart right now. There's all sorts of conversation about who's going to be the opening day catcher. Gabe Kapler once again addressed that this morning with Giants beat reporters. Would it be Joey Bart catching Logan Webb on Friday against the Miami Marlins at Oracle Park? Or will the Giants go with Kurt Casale, the superior defensive option, the veteran presence? I do think that regardless of which way they go, it's eventually going to be not just a timeshare, but really Joey Bart taking at least 60% of the reps. I think the Giants would love to get to a place where he's taking 70 to 75% of the starts, like Buster Posey did at the beginning of his career. And so it's really imperative he gets off to a strong start and the Giants find a way to fill in for Evan Longoria. Totally echo that sentiment, Bill. Wilmer Flores has got to have a strong month of April for the Giants offense to get going the way they want it to do, Marty.
Yeah, Flores is a huge part. There's a couple of guys that stand out to me, which we're going to get to. The key guys for me, but the guy who's playing today, and how about Brandon Belt? They said, all right, we're going to give you one game at least before opening day, and that's the good news. And the bad news, Brandon, it's Kershaw pitching against you where you're 4-for-67 with 50 strikeouts. How about that?
Well, I tell you what, get in there and get your feet wet. That's all we can say. I mean, he's had a lot of backfield at bats, and you know, you might see Kershaw wanted to one at bat today. He may get a couple, but just to get him back on the field in a Giants uniform, I think that gives that positive mojo to the lineup, carry. And you know what? There's other guys. You know, I look at Luis Gonzalez, who's really having a fantastic spring. Is he going to fit into this outfield? Your thoughts, Kerry?
Yeah, that is a really interesting thought, Bill, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's a name that has totally caught me by surprise. Gabe Kapler hinting to Giants reporters this morning, multiple beat reporters, Andy Baggerly, one of them tweeting it out, that Luis Gonzalez is taking better at-bats than just about everyone in Giants camp. The Giants haven't seen great at-bats all spring from Steven Duggar, although he has played strong in the outfield, and they're still looking for someone to make up for Lamont Wade Jr. And so do you think that Luis Gonzalez could be another Farhan find? Is this someone who he was once a highly touted prospect in the White Sox organization? Giants made him a waiver claim last year. All of a sudden, a guy who was on none of our radars heading into probably this morning, he's all of a sudden in this roster picture, Marty, and I wouldn't rule out the idea of the Giants taking a flyer on him, adding him to the 40-man, and seeing what he could do in the month of April, because they are going to need a wide variety of bats to make up for the losses right now. But like you said, Brandon Belt getting on the field. I know it's against Kershaw. It's just really important that he's healthy and ready to go. No doubt. Right-hander, left-hander on the mound. The Giants need Belt to hit like he did last year.
Yeah, they need the captain to be the captain. They really do. They need him to be the leader. And look, he was a tough out last year. And they win the Dodgers series, in my opinion, if he's playing. So, yeah, you got to get him on the field, and he hasn't been on the field yet. So that's the big flag for me. On Gonzalez, you know, we've seen this before with the Giants. We're going to see with Luke Williams. Luke Williams has a chance to make this team as a utility guy. You know, you got Blandino. Dubon had a good week this week, guys. He had a very good week, very disciplined. But this Luis Gonzalez, you know how the Giants love to Connor Joe. You know, you know how they like to do it. Seriously, they like to do it. So, you know, the 40-man spot is really the issue. But with all the guys who could be on, look, LaStella could be on the injured list. Wade could, of course, Longoria. So, yeah, I think Luis Gonzalez has a shot. I really do. And he has had, I've watched some of his at-bats, and they've been pretty good. The guy for me, though, the key guy is Ruff. And I just can't say enough about all the baseball perspectives. People say he's going to slide back. But I watched him even yesterday, and he just doesn't chase. And when he puts the ball in play, he does some damage. The other guy yesterday was Slater, and he got in there against the left-hander, Allred, for Texas. It was two out, and just crushed a ball, and he hits lefties, just crushed it to right center field. So for me, Slater and Ruff from the right side. And Bill, I'll start with Ruff. Ruff for me is the key guy to this lineup almost.
I think with the you know, losing Posey and losing Bryant, we're done talking about these two holes that they've lost. Darren Ruff definitely comes into the picture a little bit more. And as you said, Marty, he's versatile. He can play first base, he can play outfield, he can DH. And his presence in the lineup is going to have that power for them. So I really believe that's going to be one guy that you're going to circle that has to get out of the box quick. He's got to have a good April and continue it through May and June until Longoria gets back, when he gets back. The right side of the plate is going to be a tough at-bats for these guys because they just don't have that many strong hitters. I'm glad to see Slater starting to knock the cover off the ball. But I think, Kerry, that's going to be the dilemma as we go through the season from the right-hand side once the lefty gets out there to start against him.
Well, I'll add this, Bill and Marty, in obviously Darren Ruff is important for this team. Obviously, Austin Slater is going to be hitting at the top of the order against left-handed pitchers. We saw last year that he could really handle center field defensively. I love Slater's swing. I think it's smooth. It's completely changed from when he first came into the majors in 2017 when he still had that Stanford swing cutting down on the ball. Now he's got the uppercut. Now Austin Slater looks like a true major league hitter who can mash lefties. But I'll add Tyro Estrada. I think Tyro Estrada's in for a breakout season, whether he plays third base, whether he plays second base, whether he's filling in behind Brandon Crawford at shortstop on occasion or going out to left or right field when the Giants need him. I think he is the super utility guy who's poised for the breakout season. I think Farhan knows it. I think Gabe knows it. I think everyone in Giants camp knows that Tyro Estrada is going to be a big key for this Giants team.
Well, I hope so. He's going to have a lot of playing time. He's the backup shortstop. He could play some third. He clearly is going to be at second base. They've got him there all the time with LaStella being out. But, yeah, Alex Pavlovich will give him a little love at NBC Sports Bay Area. He did his five wild predictions, which we're going to do a couple when we come back from a break. But he said Estrada is going to win the Chris Taylor Award as the best utility guy, I guess, in baseball. How about that?
Yeah, I buy it.
All right.
Yeah, it's interesting, totally, and he can fill in all those positions. And just like Kerry and you just said, Marty, I mean, this is a guy that's played his way onto this team. He has definitely had some good at-bats, batting fourth in some of these spring training lineups. It never even affected
today.
Him.
Yeah, sitting fourth right back today. In. How about that? All right, we're going to take a break. Good open discussion. We got so much to do today, and I realize we don't have enough time to do it, but we'll do our best. Wild predictions, guys, come back with the off-the-wall predictions. I always like that. And I'm going to put you on the spot, the record that you think the 2022 Giants are going to have. So we'll do that more right after this. All right, good to have you back with us, Bill and Kerry and I, kicking it around this morning. Yaz leads off today. That's another issue. He had the quad. He's out there today. And the guys brought up Gonzalez. He is in left field today. Bill, a wild prediction. Give me a wild prediction for this year. Alex did a few of them. He's got Bart as Rookie of the Year and things like that. I love wild predictions, so go ahead.
Well, if they score him runs, Alex Cobb, a 20-game winner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Good going one. Into my pitching.
All right, I saw him yesterday. And he is very slow to the plate. You can time him with a sundial.
Oh, no.
But they ran like crazy on him, believe me, all over the place. But I assume he was working on something. But that,
let's hope.
I will say that. I'm telling you, it was the slowest I've ever seen anybody.
Wow.
Kerry, give me a wild prediction.
I have to say, Bill took my thunder because I was going to say Alex Cobb. I was going to say Alex Cobb, 18 game winner, and so Bill over the top on me going 20 game winner. I'll say this, Marty. I don't know who it's going to be, but the streak of the Giants going all these years, what is it, since 2006, without a 30 home run hitter, it's going to end this year. I don't know if it'll be Belt. I don't know if it'll be Darren Ruff. I don't know if it'll be Tyro Estrada, but someone on this Giants team hits 30 home runs. We finally see that streak end. That's my call. What's your bold prediction?
Well, wait a minute. You got to give a name.
I know. It's just going to happen. It's just going to happen. The Giants,
right. Well,
they
you
find
just took
guys
the field.
Who
you got
runs.
Like six people. All right.
I'm taking the field. There's no problem with taking the field.
All right. It's not bold, but we'll give you a prediction on
Marty,
that.
Marty, they haven't had a home run hitter.
I want to hear you say that Ruff is going to hit 30. Then
Ruff will hit 20. I got Crawford and Belt hitting 20 each, and then someone else is going to hit 30. Maybe Jock Peterson. Jock
right.
Peterson, 30 right. home runs. There
right.
you go.
I like it. All right, my bold prediction is this. I'm going to go the whole season and not call Logan Webb Brandon Webb. I'm going to try not to do that for the whole season. That's my prediction. And
that's
my
incredibly
part
bold,
of that
Marty.
Prediction.
Wow.
That's a tough one, Marty.
I know. I'll never be able to do it. I've already done it once today. But my second part is he wins the Cy Young Award. He really does break through. And you can't win 20 these days, Bill. You know, there's too much bullpen going on. And they
five and fly.
They yank you out of the game. But I'm going with Logan. I almost said Brandon Webb. Logan Webb to win the Cy Young Award. How about that? All right.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's bold.
Right.
It's bold.
Like it.
I like that better than not calling him Brandon Webb. I'll say that.
Really?
I think
I can't stop.
It's a better prediction.
I know. I just can't stop doing that. All right. What about the record, the team record, guys? Kerry, I'll let you start with that one.
I'm going to go 93-69. And I think they're going to get off to a slower start in the month of April and May. They'll pick it up in June. It's the opposite of the June swoon. The Giants pick things up in June. Farhan decides to go out and get a big bat in July, and they really come home strong during the stretch in August and September. Mm-hmm. They secure a playoff spot. They finish 7 or 8 games behind the Dodgers, but they beat the Dodgers in the playoffs this year. That's my prediction. Bill?
I'm going to go a little less. I'm going 88-74.
That's what I was going to say. I got to now change it. Okay.
I got 88-74. I think they're going to get in a wild card. It's going to be real tough to win the NL West, of course, with the hated Dodgers. But I just think that's a solid record for them, and I think they can overcome some of the negatives that everybody keeps throwing at them. This team's solid enough to do that.
Well, I was going 88, but all right, I'll give you that one. I'll go 89.
There you go.
I'll go 89.
Ruining Bill's Price is Right chances of winning.
Last year, last year he and I were right around 80 and 79 and 80. I remember that. We were very close on that. But, I think I
had 104 last year.
Yeah, I know you did, Kerry.
Sure you did, Kerry. Yeah, that was your fever when you saw the game. this is fun. It's good to do it. Thought for you guys, what happens with the Padres? How about that in this division? So give me the surprise of the division. Let's put it that way. The surprise of the division. And, Kerry, you alluded to Paddock maybe going to the Mets with Hosmer and getting Dominic Smith back. We'll see if the Padres do it. But give me the surprise of the division. Bill, you go first.
You know, Marty, you talked about this, I think it was last weekend, surprises, and I think the Rockies are going to surprise some teams. I think they have a pretty good nucleus of a team. Their pitching staff solid. I think they're going to be a little better than people expect them, Kerry.
Yeah, the Padres are interesting. The Colorado Rockies are interesting. The Arizona Diamondbacks are a little more interesting this year. I mean, how could they not be after last season? My surprise to the division, Marty, Connor Joe of the Colorado Rockies, he will be a National League All-Star this year. That's my surprise to the division.
Rockies.
I like it. All right, very good. Yeah, my surprise in this division is going to be San Diego. And I think Bob Melvin is going to make a big difference there. Are they going to get in ahead of the Giants? Maybe not, but they're going to be pretty close to the Giants. And I just think for San Diego, They're going to play better ball, and Bob Melvin is going to have this team in a better situation. But I will tell you this. I think Colorado can jump them. I really do.
Yeah.
I like what I see with Colorado.
Let me tell you about San Diego, sure. Marty. Let me just borrow a phrase from my good friend Adam Copeland. Same old Padres. Until they do it, they're the same old Padres.
Yeah, the bullpen is the issue for me. I mean, they've always built that great bullpen. And look, they've got Darvish and Blake Snell. You talk about five and fly. How about that guy?
Yeah.
And Musgrove and Clevinger. I saw on Tuesday, Clevinger was, you know, he was awful. He's throwing meatballs up there. So who knows what they're going to get out of him. And Lamet's going to the bullpen. Padres are a real question mark for me. Well, we got to run, guys. We've got so much to do today. But the opening day is next weekend, and we've got our full three-hour shows coming up. Raf and I figured it out. We've got 9,360 minutes to cover over the next 6 months of talking baseball. So we got a lot to look forward to. So, guys, have a good afternoon. Bill, what do you have on tonight with you?
Marty, I took six experts, baseball experts, and they're going to predict the three divisional winners, the three wild card winners.
Oh,
some of them disguised their voices, others didn't, but it's a good, funny show. I hope everybody joins in and just to find out what they think. And, of course, they're all baseball experts.
Terrific. Oh, very good. I love it. I love those kind of shows. It's a good weekend of baseball. Three more games to go. Kerry, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it, gentlemen.
All right. More coming up. The Professor is next right here on the Sports Leader.